Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680, joined by a player who is really, I think, has captured the fancy of the Bay Area and the baseball world. He's a left-handed reliever, and he throws in the upper 90s, and that's always a good recommendation, a good resume. Josh Osich, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. First of all, this year for you has been a whirlwind. Just a couple of days in Sacramento,
yep.
A lot in Richmond, and now you're up in the big leagues. Take me through spring, because I don't think I saw much of you in the big league camp. What happened, let's say, from February forward?
Tidrow and Burt Bradley, they called me up right as soon as big league spring training was starting.
Yeah.
And they had like 8 pitchers hurt. They weren't throwing, so they asked Travis Blackley and I to come over to big league camp for a week just to throw a little bit and take up some of the innings that they couldn't throw. And then from there, I was just back at the minor league camp, and I didn't really go back over to big league camp.
Well, you throw in the upper 90s. I guess you caught somebody's attention, and there's a long story behind. And I think for the fans, they see on the mound and they see that the 97 cutter and whatever, the 92 cutter, as Andrew Susek likes to call. He says, I just put my finger down. I know he's going to do it. But you have a long history of some injuries and growing up in Idaho, the home of Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew as well. Take me through a little bit of your life in baseball, even as a kid.
I started when I was 4 years old. And actually, in high school, I didn't even know I was going to play baseball. I thought about playing football in college. I had some schools looking at me, and I decided to play baseball instead and went to Oregon State. Time of my life. Had 3 injuries there, so that wasn't too fun. And then quite a few injuries here in professional baseball. That wasn't too fun either.
Yeah, the injuries, we hear about them, and it sounds so simple. Well, I had this injury, and then I had that injury and this injury, but here I am today. It's not that simple.
No, it's not. Just injury after injury after injury every single year just kind of wears on you, and it's kind of like makes you question if you should keep playing or not.
Yeah. Well, you're a pitcher, and the arm is very important, and you had Tommy John,
yep.
Elbow,
yep.
And shoulder. You got anything left?
We'll see how much is left.
But it's nice to have you up in the big leagues. What did you do in Richmond? You caught some attention there.
Yeah, I was closing there, and Steve Klein was my pitching coach there, and he helped me out a lot. So I kind of stuck to his side and got some feedback from him.
Well, that's a chore in itself to stick by his side.
It definitely is. He's a character.
All right, Josh Osich is with us, talking a little bit about his rise to the system. So you go from Richmond to Sacramento. You're not there very long before you get the call up. How do you hear about it?
I went to Las Vegas for 4 days and then Sacramento for 1. And then on my second day in Sacramento, they called me in the office and told me that I was going to the big leagues. It was pretty quick. I was just happy to go to Sacramento instead of hanging out in Richmond the entire time.
What's it like in the Eastern League? They always say that's a very tough league.
It's pretty good for pitchers. Yeah. All the ballparks, the ball doesn't really fly that much. There's a couple, but majority of them ball plays like here. So it's nice to pitch there.
Did you get to see Derek Law at all at Richmond?
He showed up like for a week before I left. It was good to see him. I played with him the year before he got hurt.
Yeah, how'd he look?
He looked really good. His first outing, I think he struck out 2 guys in his first inning.
Oh, beautiful. All right, Josh is with us. You're up in the big leagues, your first baptism of the big leagues. It's Washington, Bryce Harper, the craziness of D.C. and all that, July 4th weekend. What do you think when the first hitter stood in the box against you?
Everybody would think you're nervous and stuff, but I wasn't too nervous. I was just, like, pretty jacked up to be out there, and that's kind of why I was a little all over the place. In my second outing, I was good. Just got to stay under control. It's fun, though.
How often can you work? Can you work every day if they need you? What's your max?
So I could go every day if they needed me to. Just whatever they need, and I'll do it.
All right. Well, the exciting game with Matt Cain and the Hunter Pence catch, you're in that game, and you come in, and look, it's a leverage situation. They need you.
Yep.
And Daniel Murphy is the hitter, a good hitter, and you come in, and I guess the one thing about pitching, say, I want to do one pitch and get out of it. You did one pitch and you got out of it. What did you throw Daniel Murphy, and what do you think?
I threw him a fastball away, and I just wanted to make sure. It probably cut a little bit in the end. I just wanted to make sure I didn't run it back over the plate and just save my bullets, I guess. Just one pitch, one out, so I can pitch today.
All right, now you're the young man in the bullpen. That must take some responsibility, right?
It does, definitely does. I'm carrying the backpack and everything. Basically, I'll do all the work.
All right. Oregon State, what did you major in? And you're a graduate of Oregon State.
I got sociology. Criminology is my major.
Really? And what about criminology do you like? I was a criminal trial defense lawyer, 25 years. What do you like about criminology?
I actually probably want to be like a park ranger or something for National Forest. Yeah, so it's what I kind of want to go for.
Well, I can see how criminology prepares you for that. The animals could, you know, have to keep order amongst them. All right. Park ranger. Come on. Where did that come from?
I just love the outdoors. I love hunting and fishing and all that. And I'd rather just spend my time outside, just sitting there listening to nature. And it's just trying to keep everybody from poachers and all that. So keep together, yeah.
All right. Well, that's part of the law. I see where you're going. Okay, very good. Josh Osich with us. I mentioned Harmon Killebrew. Are you aware that Idaho, the Hall of Famer, and how he got scouted by the senator and recommended to the owner of the Washington Senators in those times?
Yeah, I knew that he came from Idaho, but I don't really know too much more about him.
Yeah, the Senator Herman Welker scouted him and told the owner of the Senators, we got a kid in Idaho, you gotta sign him. And they went to look at him, and they got rained out. And then they saw him the next day, and he hit about 500 feet, and they signed him. And I don't know, many ballplayers from Idaho?
No, I can't think of too many. Bill Buckner lives there, but that's about it.
All right. You like to hunt and fish, and of course, you know, the ball player, they always say Will Clark loves it. You know, he's got the deer blind that he sits in and duck hunts and all that. What do you like to hunt for?
I go hunting in Arizona for quail and dove. Then I have a mule deer hunt in Montana this November, so that'll be pretty good.
What is a mule deer hunt?
It's like a whitetail, but it's a mule deer.
Okay, and how do you do that?
Stalk them and just hopefully you can get close enough, because I use a bow, so they get pretty close.
Yeah, and does that take all day to do that? Do you get out early in the morning? How do you do that? How do you even track them? What do you look for?
You definitely track them. Definitely takes all day. I mean, it's a lot of luck in there, too. Don't let them see you or smell you, and could take all week to get one. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Josh, it's fun to talk about this, if you don't mind, but have you ever gotten one?
Not a mule deer.
No. Anything. What's the biggest thing you ever got?
It's actually just birds. I've never gotten any big game before. Yeah.
They must hear you coming and know you have a good heart for animals. They hear you coming. All right. I'm a city guy. All right. You talk about hunting for dove and quail. I mean, they're very little birds. Don't you have to have a very small gun?
Yeah, no, 12-gauge, you just use a different type of ammo, and so you just don't hit them too much, just a little bit.
Now, I assume you've gotten some of those.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a few.
All right, and what do you do with them?
I just breast them out and wrap bacon around them and grill them.
All right, boy, it sounds good. I'm getting hungry already. All right, it's great to have you on the show. It's nice to see you in the big leagues, and how exciting is it for you? I mean, let's put it this way. It's a dream, and, you know, as I say, those injuries, you rattle them off, but they're serious. The rehab is lonely, and you go through all of that, 26 years old now, and you stand on the mound for that first pitch. What flashes through your mind of being in the big leagues and all the stuff you went through?
I don't know, just like everything, like all the hard work and everything I put into this game finally was worth something now, and just a dream come true. Like, there's not too many words that can explain it. Yeah. It's really fun. Spent my whole life trying to get to here. Yeah. Finally did it.
Very good. Well, nice to have you. You said it. That's the best answer. You said it very well. Nice to have you on the show, and it's exciting to watch you. You know, you do bring heat to the mound, and in this game, left-handers can pitch forever, so you're going to be around a while. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Josh Osich. More coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.